Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. It took 253 years, but next year, a gay group will march openly in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. After years of protest and boycotts by politicians and sponsors, the group of gay NBC employees out at NBC Universal had their application to march accepted, as announced by Cardinal Timothy Dolan, who will serve as the Grand Marshal of next year's parade.
The decision wasn't mine to make, but I've learned in my, as a student of the history of the parade, and I've learned in my five happy years as Archbishop of New York to have immense trust and confidence in the wisdom of the parade organizers.
So it's a moment to cheer, no doubt. Inclusiveness. Finally, we were told the crowd gathered at the announcement did cheer, but it's also a moment for questions. Why now? What led to the decision? And is it mere coincidence that the first group to gain acceptance is affiliated with a major broadcaster and corporate sponsor of the parade? Neil O'Dowd has some answers, we suspect. He's the founder of IrishCentral.com and the newspaper The Irish Voice. Hey, Neil, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you very much for having me.
And in a minute, we'll hear from a longtime gay rights advocate and protester of the parade. But what's your sense of what led to this decision now?
It's historic, and it's wonderful to stand there last night and to see firsthand what has happened here, which is really after 253 years, a parade that will be totally inclusive and going forward, obviously, will have a huge impact on the Irish-American community, because this is an issue that has deeply divided this community for far too long, going right back to 1990. And to see it resolved in such a confident fashion last night was quite overwhelming in many ways, because I feel our community had been wrongly targeted as homophobic and a lot of other things because of the actions of people associated with the parade who did not represent the wider community.
Is it true that NBC had been prepared to drop its coverage if a gay group wasn't admitted, so there was that threat that contributed to the decision?
No question. The economic boycott of the parade, Guinness had pulled out last year, Heineken had pulled out. The word was that the Ford Motor Company was pulling out. Something else that was happening was enormous pressure from the Irish government, because they were starting to regard this as a huge embarrassment. Last year they had their Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, march in the parade, and instead of it being a celebration of heritage, it became an issue about why was he marching in the parade. So they pushed very hard as well. So there was a coming together of lobby groups who wanted to see the parade changing. But in fairness to the parade committee, and particularly to the vice chairman, John Leahy, Dr. John Leahy, he had seen this for several years and had been working very, very hard to try and make a solution that would move the issue off the historic kind of conflict that was happening every year on Fifth Avenue. And they came up with a solution. It's not the ideal solution for everyone, obviously, but it certainly moves this, and it's a very important first step forward.
And you wrote that Frank Comerford of NBC, who is a high-ranking ad executive and head of Out at Universal, the gay NBC group, had sort of taken it upon himself to rescue the parade. So is he effectively running it at this point? Is that a name we should know, NBC ad executive Frank Comerford?
He's not actually head of Out. I mean, he certainly works at NBC. I think the parade committee is now composed, and it's an interesting division, Brian. The Irish Americans saw the need for change. The Irish born, who were from a more distant Irish past where gay behavior was not acceptable in any form or fashion. But the Irish American business types, the gentleman you just mentioned, Frank Comerford, people like John Leahy, who's a chairman of a major university here, they were the people who pushed this change through, and they very successfully did so.
And so I apologize if I had a bad note there about him being head of Out at Universal. Listeners, any reaction to this announcement? Irish Americans, Irish Catholics, gay Irish Catholics, anyone else? Anyone who's gay and lesbian at all? Are you celebrating this today, or are you like, oh, this is so late that it's so anticlimactic, I don't even care? What do you think? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9222. 9692 as we talk to Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrisCentral.com and the Irish Voice newspaper. And let's also bring in Alan Roscoff, president of the Jim Owls Liberal Democratic Club, known as a gay rights group. He's protested the parade. He's been arrested at the parade for years. Alan Roscoff, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me on, Brian.
How do you feel today?
Very mixed emotions. While this is a great first step, it's a creek opening the door. It's a small step forward. It's very symbolic. But we don't understand how this group was chosen or why this group was chosen. We thought the requirement to participate in the St. Patrick's Day parade was that your organization had to have something to do with the Irish, with Irish history, with Irish pride, with the purposes for why the march was taking place. And to find out that this group, which is not identified as Irish, and was accepted when there are several groups, two in specific, that have been fighting for over 20 years to be included. It's a bit baffling why a corporate group that has very little, if anything, to do with gay heritage, I mean with Irish heritage, was chosen.
Neil O'Dowd, what do you make of that? He's got a point, right?
He has a point, and it's a good point. And the Irish gay organizations, particularly the St. Patrick's Day Parade for All People, had been in negotiations with the parade for many years. What the parade organizers said is that this group is the only group that had actually applied, which may well be a political way of dealing with this issue. In other words, to put the principle to rest, to say that a gay group can walk, can march. This particular group from within NBC was obviously one that they felt was the best group that they could put forward as a gay group to march in the parade. I don't agree with them. I think the work that the gay organizations, particularly the St. Patrick's Parade for All, had done over the years and were much more involved in the community than this group ever were. But I think when you make history, you make it one step at a time, and that's what's happened here.
Alan Roscoff, I heard one report that said Out at Universal was the only gay group to apply this year. Do you know if that's true?
Well, maybe the only gay group that has formally applied, that may be true. However, how are they going to make their decisions in future years if they've taken a group that has no requirement to be part of the parade? How are they going to tell other groups, well, you know, you don't meet the threshold of concern or being involved in
right.
the culture or history of the Irish community?
Or maybe
it's
this is how
they should have done is they should have reached out to the groups, the Irish groups that have been trying and have been fighting for inclusion, and said, let's sit down. We want to be inclusive, and let's make this happen. Instead of picking some group that's really has nothing to do
right.
with the purpose of the parade.
So maybe
it's
this
baffling.
Is just the conservatism of the sponsors of the parade putting their toe in the water, Alan, and when they march under their banner out at NBC Universal does next year and the world doesn't end, then it'll open up to the other groups, do you think?
Well, we hope it'll open up to the other groups. We hope that they will allow groups in representing the LGBT Irish community that has been proactive on this issue and, you know, and has the name gay or LGBT in their title. A lot of people, you know, out at NBC is not, you know, queer Irish or, you know, LGBT Irish organization.
Nick,
I think one of the points, Alan, you're probably missing is there's a fundamental change within the structure of the parade following this.
Absolutely. I'm not belittling that.
I think what we're seeing is that John Dunleavy, who's been the chairman of the parade for 25 years, has been shuffled to one side, and it's a whole new group that will be running the parade, in my opinion.
And so, Neil, why did Timothy Dolan, Cardinal Dolan, make this announcement? Because it's not the Catholic Church. It's not the Archdiocese that runs the parade. It never was, right?
No, in fact, he didn't make the announcement. It was made by John Leahy, the vice chairman of the parade. He read a statement first, and then Cardinal Dolan answered a question at the subsequent press conference.
Uh-huh.
But I think the fact of Dolan approving of this, as the New York Times noted today, is practically historic in terms of the attitude of the Catholic Church, and accepting the fact that a gay group had the right to march in the parade is a huge step forward.
So is this trickle down from the influence of Pope Francis?
I think it's partly that, but it's also partly the fact that there have been a group of good people within that parade trying to bring it into the 21st century, led by people like John Leahy and Mr. Comerford, and they have succeeded in finding a solution. And I agree fully with Alan that particularly people like Brendan Fay, who runs the St. Patrick's Parade for All, who's been a passionate advocate of marching, but also has been deeply involved year in, year out in Irish activities, they should be a group that should be seriously considered here to march up Fifth Avenue.
In the subsequent
and
year.
Certainly, I think what they've done is taken a small step, but a very historic step in the right direction.
Nick in Kings Park, you're on WNYC. Hello, Nick.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Neil. I just want to touch on something that happened in Ireland. It has the second largest festival in Europe. It's called the Rose of Troy, and Neil is familiar with this, after the Munich Beer Festival. And in that, they pick a rose, which is an individual, and the young lady that they picked was, she was openly gay. I think in Ireland, we're so much farther ahead in relation to this than Irish American is. I mean, I know Irish American by general are pretty conservative, but it's really more of an Irish American festival for me as opposed to an Irish festival, because it doesn't, and it hasn't for years reflected where we are at as a country. I think we're much more open, and we're just much more inclusive than what I've seen here. And again, just to have that young lady, who was a very bright, intelligent young lady, be openly gay and be openly accepted by the whole country. Her sexuality wasn't an issue, but it definitely was brought up over here about her sexuality. And I just, you know, again, I think that as an Irish person, and I see this, and I just see that it's just very, it just doesn't reflect who I am as an Irish person. I can't really relate to it.
Right.
I think Irish
yes,
people
and
as a whole.
I'm glad you checked in, Nick, and it's certainly something that we've talked about on this show around St. Patrick's Day year after year, how the Irish in Ireland don't seem to have this problem. It's mostly the Irish in New York. Tom, or a certain group of older and more conservative Irish in New York, to really be fair.
That may not be the case. 20 years ago, when David Dinkins marched, and Paul O'Dwyer, and beer cans and tomatoes and fruit and everything was thrown at them by spectators, there has been a major shift. I don't believe that the group of people that made the decisions that to keep the gays out has ever been really reflective of the
right.
of the Irish community.
Yes,
but there
that's
was
the point
a
I was
lot
trying
of
to make.
Hate.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of hate out there 20 years ago by the spectators.
Tom in Eastchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, I'm born and raised in the Bronx in a conservative Irish-American family. My grandparents were immigrants, and I fully support this, and most of my Irish-American friends do as well. It's taken a very long time, but I think you're right. I think the Pope's general tone has had a major impact on this issue, and it may not be a direct influence mm-hmm. in Dolan at all, but clearly it's setting a precedent for people to change the way they think.
Right.
So I'm fully supportive of this.
Tom, thank you very much. So Neil O'Dowd, I mean, you know, we've talked on this show before about how maybe Cardinal Dolan and other Catholic leaders in the United States who've trended toward more conservative social issues positions are now sort of paddling as fast as they can to keep up with the new leadership at the Vatican and still not abandon.
I want to jump in for a second. I because some kind words have been said by the Pope and the Catholic Church toward the gay community, I don't think the viewers, the listeners, should jump to the conclusion that the Catholic Church and the Pope is now supportive of the LGBT community.
That's an important point. I agree
yeah,
with
they
that.
They are still anti-marriage equality.
Right.
They still
think
sinners.
It's a sin.
They still
right.
think that we're going to hell.
So, you know, they are not there. They are not friends of the LGBT community.
I hear you. But Neil, on that point, Neil O'Dowd, on that point, how significant a moment is this in changing that direction? Will it have an effect within churches on Sundays throughout the year, or is it really just about this one event on this one day, the St. Patrick's Day parade decision?
Oh, I think it goes much deeper, and I think the fundamental reality of the parade was it was always more Catholic than Irish, and the parade committee reflected that sensibility. They were more into what did the Cardinal think and how did the Cardinal approve of various things. This has always been a controversial parade. There was controversy about IRA leaders marching in it back in the 80s and 90s. You go back in history and Cardinal Dolan referred to it last night. There's always been a controversy about the New York St. Patrick's Parade. But what I think this one, this resolving of this issue to the point of taking a historic first step, is it does reflect the changing reality. Pope Francis's comment that who am I to judge was certainly quoted at length last night by people I talked to. And I think there is, and I agree with Alan, it's a long way from being perfect, but it certainly seems to be heading in the right direction. And I think the parade is directly reflective of that new change, that sort of social justice view of Catholicism that Pope Francis has.
And the direction will be south on Fifth Avenue next March 17th. Where it will have taken 253 years, but on that day, a gay group will march openly in the St. Patrick's Day Parade for the first time. We thank Neil O'Dowd, founder of IrishCentral.com, and the newspaper The Irish Voice, and Alan Roscoff, president of the gay rights group the Jim Owls Liberal Democratic Club. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up right after the news, it's the Zephyr Teach Out Rob Astorino debate, with Governor Cuomo so far refusing to debate either of his challengers, or let's say his two leading challengers. They will debate each other. The progressive Democrat Teach Out and the Republican nominee Astorino will hear what they have to say on the issues facing New York State, and we'll hear what they have to say about Governor Cuomo. After the news, first Richard Hake with the news. Hi, Richard. What's happening?
Hi, Brian. President Obama will be meeting today with Jordan's King Abdullah, whose country is caught in the crossfire of the instability in the Middle East. The meeting is taking place in Wales, where Obama and NATO leaders are considering a possible role in containing the threat from the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president has begun a meeting with the president and other top NATO leaders in Wales. This as Russia warns that Ukraine's NATO ambitions are threatening to derail a deal it's working on with Ukraine.